brilliantly acrobatic save.
Xhaka's corner, Sheeran!
Wow, they start him with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome everybody.
Welcome
to another exciting
and thrilling.
Ooh, I was gonna say thrilling. Nice word, nice word, nice word. Dope.
Fiery
episode of the V
A
R show. Welcome to the V A R show.
Yeah.
With your host, who does not boast, the host from the West Coast, DJ Sticks, and I'm here with...
This is your host from the south of the coast.
Hey! Hey!
Nothing else to add because I do not boast.
Oi! Okay, cool.
This is glory.
Yes, and we are here with another exciting show. Weeks, right?
Yeah.
In fact, about just over a week before the return of
football.
Yes. You know? Favorite leagues and favorite pictures.
It's been very lonely without you.
I've been seeing a lot of those reels on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's like 1 week to go before 11 people on a pitch dictate my emotions.
That's so true. It's crazy.
Yeah, and then we're going to be having... So, once football comes back, I mean... We're going to be having back-to-back fixtures up until next year. So we did rest after the Club World Cup. But I don't know about you, but I am ready to go, man.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, back-to-back fixtures, like we said, for all of the clubs that are, you know, at the top part of the table. And for the rest, it's just the league again.
Oh, my gosh. Which might work out better for some clubs.
Might.
And they'll... We'll be getting into some of the stories just now.
Yeah, just now.
But just to kick it off with some news, right? So
yeah.
Before even transfer news, there's some headlines that I just want to point out, right? So for people who love football, it's very important to know that Lionel Messi has been subbed off after an injury 10 minutes into his last game. So he's off injured. Nothing major as it seems. But obviously, yeah, especially if you are an Inter Miami fan,
you're
going to be worrying about that one. Because that one might potentially shape your league, your league position. And the same for James Maddison, right? And his one sounds a bit more seriously.
Yeah.
And he was in tears. He was in tears when he went off. And he was also stretched off the pitch.
Bro, you can imagine. You get injured like, what, a week?
Two weeks before
the season starts.
Damn.
Hopefully it's not a serious injury, but otherwise that's like the first half of the season gone.
Because normally, you know, especially when like players cry or, you know, there's a certain way that a player reacts where also you as the fan, you're like, oh no.
Yeah. Uh-oh. At first you ask like, is he supposed to be crying? Is that part of the script?
Yeah, because sometimes it is part of the script, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes people just cry. But then there are those moments when, like, for instance, when Cristiano went out of the Euro final in 2016 when they hurt his back, I think, or his knee, I can't remember.
Yeah. Bro, that match was crazy, bro.
Yeah.
I think it was like 3 minutes into the match.
Yeah, I was like,
Maybe that's exaggerated. Maybe that's exaggerated, but it was very early. He hadn't even played half of the first half.
Definitely the incident happened quite early, so it might be 3 minutes, and then I still remember he tried to like carry on.
Yeah.
And then eventually he dropped.
Eventually, yeah.
And then he started crying. Oh my gosh. As soon as he like started crying, I was like, oh no.
I'm sure that manager before the match was like, team tactics, man marking Ronaldo.
Hey, man, you know, and then also, I know for myself as a Man City fan, 2021 up against Chelsea, Kevin De Bruyne bumps into Antonio Rudiger.
Yeah.
Concussion.
Yo.
The same as Cristiano, he tries to play on, and then around the 60th minute, he gives the signal to get subbed off, and then that was it.
That was it, bro.
So I know those moments, but good luck to James Maddison, a speedy recovery, and to Spurs as well, you know? Speaking about Spurs,
mm-hmm. I don't know if we should be going into this yet, but we're breaking the ice.
We have to. It's a big announcement. It's a very big announcement.
Son Heung-min.
Oh, gosh.
Has left.
Tottenham Hotspur. End of an era. You know?
It's sad. Bro, I don't understand. Like, maybe we just have, like, too much of a high expectation of certain players. Or it's that feeling of, what do you call it, FOMO. When you haven't seen a player live to the best of expectation, you haven't seen them win enough trophies.
Yeah.
And then they go to a club, which is kind of like, you do realize you're kind of like ending your career.
Yeah, basically.
But I mean, at the age that Son is, right now he's not exactly like old in terms of football. I mean, he's like, what, early 30s? He's probably like 30.
Yeah, he's 33.
33.
Yeah,
just so 30, he's still got time on his hands. But I mean, if this is the direction that players choose to take, then I guess it is what it is.
Yeah. So Son Heung-min leaves Spurs after 10 years at the club. It's gonna be quite weird to see Tottenham without Son. On that left hand side. Yeah. But we. Gonna get used to it. But then he goes to LAFC. So he's now an LAFC player.
Yeah.
Which is the same club that Gareth Bale also went to after leaving Madrid. So they know how to convince, you know. They know how to sign these
and LAFC is one of the bigger clubs in the MLS as well.
Yes. So they are currently sixth in the Western Conference of the league. And just won a game yesterday against Tigres UANL. So, Son's coming in with a record 20 million deal. 20 million euro deal. Which is, it puts him third in the MLS all-time list. Yeah.
So, just get me correct. So, Son Heung-min was bought for 20 million USD.
No, euros.
Euros.
Yes.
Even worse.
Yes, 20 million
euros. 20 million euros.
Yes. That's how much Son was bought for. Obviously for Spurs, I mean, it's a situation where this player wants to leave, and so especially with like club legends, you want to end the relationship on a bad note. You know, maybe if it was a Premier League team signing him, we might have seen like a 30, 40, maybe even 50.
Definitely, easily like at least 50 million.
Yeah. You know, but then obviously he's going to the MLS and they honor his decision, so they took the 20. And it'll probably look for like a youngster. But then, it's a start of a new era. MLS is getting another star, you know. Things are going to get more shaky. I just want to check something, right?
Yeah.
I have suspicions that... Marco Reus is at LA Galaxy. Okay, cool. So, when they have the LA Derby, LAFC versus LA Galaxy,
you're
going to be seeing Son Heung-min versus Marco Reus.
Versus Marco Reus. Ooh,
interesting.
That's going to be an interesting match.
Interesting.
I remember a couple of weeks ago, I was watching the goals that Marco Reus is scoring in the MLS.
Oh,
crazy.
He's still free kicking.
Bro.
He is still free kicking.
Bend it like Royce.
Bend it like Royce.
I was going to say bend it like Beckham, but...
Bend it like Royce. But yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to what's going to happen in the Premier League, also for Spurs. And speaking of the Premier League, crowning... We saw the crowning of the new Premier League Summer Series champions, Manchester United,
bro,
being undefeated.
Like that's such a rubbish cup. Like, what's that cup for?
Come on, guys! Like, come on! Don't now undervalue this.
I'm not undervaluing
cup, you know?
It. I won't lie to you. I didn't even know we won a cup until my wife told me that we won. I was like, "What are you talking about?" The match ended 2-2. She's like, "No, you won a cup." I'm like, "A cup? Like what cup?" So it's my first time ever hearing about this cup.
Yeah, no. So for those who don't know, there was a little preseason trophy called the Premier League Summer Series, where Premier League teams were basically facing each other in America. Don't know why, but yeah, this trophy, what you should be focusing on, right, Lure, is that you guys won. You guys won the cup and you were undefeated. So it's looking like there's momentum. It's looking like things are happening. What is your point of view in terms of that?
Look, I'm actually just looking forward to the integration of the new signings. Obviously, that's already happened. But I want to see how well they're going to work in the squad and with the squad. And honestly, I'm not putting my expectations too high up there, but I feel like something is coming from our team this season. And I'm not saying we're winning the Premier League, but...
Some of you guys are saying that. Like I know a Man United person who was saying that.
We could charge for a title race, but we're not winning the Premier League. I don't think so. Like, at best, and this is me just having faith and taking a wild guess, at best, if we end up in the top four, we'll be number three.
Top four, number three.
Just because I trust Arsenal to bottle it.
Again.
And I don't think Chelsea's gonna, hot take, I don't think Chelsea's gonna be top four, maybe top five.
Yeah, I also don't think Chelsea, has the legs and the consistency to go all the way. And obviously with teams like Liverpool further strengthening their squad, teams like Arsenal has already signed like five good players already.
Yeah.
Man City also got quite a few signings there. So I know when those teams are up, and obviously Manchester United also looking like they're going to do good, when those teams are up, teams like Chelsea don't normally get...
Yeah, they don't normally get the chance. Now, look, for the sake of football, hopefully Arsenal can win something. The only thing is, right, because as football fans, we are so petty. There's no football fan that doesn't support Arsenal that wants Arsenal to win the Premier League, and that's facts.
Yeah.
Like, we all know if we win,
oh my gosh,
if Arsenal wins the Premier League, it's over. We'll never hear the end of it. And Arsenal fans are just big mouths.
No. So Arsenal cannot win the league.
Arsenal, you can win. I was going to say win FA Cup, but I'm salty because I want us to win FA Cup as well. Yeah. I remember I saw a meme of some Nigerian dude on Instagram. He's doing a video.
Yeah.
And he's praying against any forces or spirits from Manchester United and Liverpool stopping Arsenal from winning.
Damn, Arsenal from winning any title.
Because it was quite funny. But yeah, it's quite interesting. Like I said, I'm really looking forward to what Man United is going to do this season.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a clip of Thierry Henry in some kind of, I don't know if it was an interview or it was a podcast, where he spoke about, you know, the league this season. And he's not happy with what's happening with Arsenal. Obviously, they've been there, they've made changes, they've got players, and successfully failed to win a league. And he made a comparison to United, the team that everyone is making fun of. In the last 5 years, they've been in about, you said what, five finals?
Five finals, yeah.
There you have it.
Yeah. So we can never count Man United out. And especially with this signing that they are trying to secure and that they are fighting for.
Bro.
Right? So Benjamin Sesko, bro. What's happening there, bro?
Benjamin Sesko, it's looking very close. I think right now the only holdup will be agreements between club and another club. Because obviously Newcastle have made a bid for Benjamin Sesko. Man United have made a bid just under, you know, what Newcastle bid. Which for me is personally, that's disrespectful. I wouldn't take that. But obviously, as we would know, Leipzig would want to take the higher bid because obviously that means more money. But at the end of the day, it lies with the player. No matter how much, even if Newcastle is offering 100 million, if Benjamin Sesko doesn't want to do the move, it won't happen. And I think rather take the fall for the greater good. I mean, it's just, what, 5-10 million difference?
Yeah. And if you don't sell this summer, right, you risk a thing where probably, because obviously his contract will be a year less.
Yeah.
Then that means his fees will drop.
Will drop as
well. And then if he's not on form and then doesn't do well, clubs might come next transfer window with like 60 mil or 50
60
mil.
Yeah.
So you've lost about 30, less. 40. You know, so
you want to be careful.
Yes, but I have a a spanner in the works, right?
Yeah.
Right? That's going to be very interesting to see. So, obviously, we know that Newcastle wants Sesko, right?
Yeah.
Because they are preparing for the departure of their striker.
Isak,
right? Who only wants Liverpool.
Bro.
At this point.
He's even stopped training.
Literally, like, he only wants Liverpool. And Liverpool, right? Something interesting just happened here. So, Darwin Nunes, who was a striker at Liverpool, right?
Yeah.
Has now gone to Al Hilal. So, Al Hilal have agreed terms with Liverpool. And Liverpool will receive a 53 million euro fee.
Madness.
For this transfer. Right. So, Darwin Nunes leaving opens the door definitely now, you would assume, to Alexander Isak to come through.
Yeah.
That means Liverpool can probably give Newcastle a higher deal. But basically, we're expecting that this move will be done over the next few days now.
Yeah.
Now that Nunes is out. Because we know now, definitely Liverpool needs another striker.
Let anyone come in and say rubbish about Man United messing up players. Darwin Nunes was on top of his form. He was one of the best strikers in the Champions League the season before he came to Liverpool.
And now he's going to Saudi.
And then he went from being a Champions League sensation to a meme.
Yes. And now we'll be watching him closely.
Yeah.
In the Saudi Pro League. Yeah. Hopefully we see him in the FIFA Club World Cup in the next one.
Hopefully.
Yes. But now definitely Newcastle, right, will probably lose Isak. And once they lose Isak, they're going to be sending crazy bids to RB Leipzig. So they might go close to the 100 mil. But as Claudio has already pointed out, what matters the most is where the player wants to go. And as of the things we are seeing, Sesko wants United.
Yeah.
Sesko wants United.
I just think Isak to Liverpool would be crazy, though.
Yeah, that's going to be painful to watch.
Bro, if they are like midfield and attacking midfielders are like good enough, like if they give that guy good service, which you know Liverpool can do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro.
And the crazy part is that he can also create. I mean, if you watch what he did, the one time I was watching him live, bro, against Everton, this guy took four defenders to the line.
Bro.
And came out clean with the ball. And I was like, what? Oh my gosh, this guy is cold. This guy is cold. And he's fast and he's clinical and he's still young. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah.
Not even 26 yet. He's still young. So it's going to be looking scary.
Very.
But you know, I trust my team, and I know that you trust yours as well.
Bro, like, we're not hearing a lot about Man City in this.
Hey, man.
In the recent times. Hey, like, they've gone quiet. Like, they did, like, very quick deals in the beginning, and then after that, it's just, like, silence.
I think Pep knew who he wanted.
Yeah.
And he got those people quite earlier on in the window, and now he's just playing, and now he's just getting
But that's quite a proper way to do transfers, though. Don't make a lot of noise. Yeah. Just do deals, and all people need to hear is "here we go," and let people get shocked.
Yeah, but now I as a fan, you know, I have to put my trust in him now, you know, because I'm also like, are you sure you don't want one more?
Yeah, this.
Hey, one more, you know? Are you sure we're fine? Because like midfield, all it takes is another injury in the midfield.
Yeah,
another injury to Rodri, and then poof, there goes our season.
Yeah.
Again, but I'm quite confident, and I'm sure that things will go well. Speaking of coaches, your coach made a very bold statement, right?
Yeah.
And it's something that as an opposing fan, I don't like to see.
Okay.
If I'm being honest. So he basically pointed out that he wants to remain at Man United for the next 20 years.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying, like it's scary to see for us, obviously, because now we're like, damn, this guy. What is he planning?
I saw that. I saw that yesterday. It's quite interesting because, like, I mean, the fact that he's saying now, he's making him saying that does not necessarily mean that he's staying there. Obviously, we know that, but he's making like a public declaration to be like, I want to be here for the longest of time. I'm sure he has good plans. He just my personal point of view as a Man United fan, you want to be careful of that. Now, if he strongly believes that they will have his back, then sure, why not? But otherwise, even looking at this recent Man United transfer window, it's not the greatest. And yes, we got maybe two good players with Sesko, another one. But it's not looking good. They didn't. They still haven't, despite him getting good players, they still haven't given him the players that he initially wanted, which is my problem. United always does this. They screw the manager, and then afterwards they just smack them with a truckload of money to buy second-rate players.
Mm.
And then the manager gets all the slack for it.
That is true. That is true. Because even with a player like Darwin Núñez, whom we've already mentioned, you guys were in that race.
Bro, we were there.
You were in the Darwin Núñez race. At some point, you were in the Erling Haaland race. At some point, like multiple players.
I think with the Erling Haaland race, I could be wrong. Was it Ten Hag wanted to get him?
Yeah.
I think Erik Ten Hag wanted to get him, and he wanted to get him early. And we basically missed out on Erling Haaland, a very good striker, mm-hmm. as we've seen at Man City. And yeah.
You know?
But in my honest opinion, I think I'm happier for him that he went to Man City than going to Man United, because things were still a bit too toxic. And I believe if you look at someone like Erling Haaland, he's not necessarily a follower. He's a leader in the dressing room and on the pitch. Mm. So that might not necessarily have affected him, but you could imagine what his value would look like if he was playing at United currently versus City.
Hey, gosh, you know, so it's a good thing he didn't go, obviously, as a Man City fan, I have to say, you know. But just some interesting news as well. So Thomas Partey, right, goes to Villarreal as a free agent from Arsenal.
I was honestly shocked that Arsenal was selling that guy. I'm not saying he's the best player in the world, but Thomas Partey is a solid midfielder.
Yeah, but look, with him, so there's been some stuff going on behind the scenes as well, where he was basically accused of five counts of rape.
Ish.
And one count of crazy sexual assault. So immediately when you do that, I mean, your club is like, hey, bro, we love you, but hey.
You know, that stuff doesn't go well with especially now, because football is all about money. It's no longer about sports.
Oh, my gosh.
So the moment you do something
PR
that looks scary,
now, publicly, now Arsenal must play you, and, you know, but.
And there's not many Mason Greenwoods in the world.
Yeah. you see. But then, quite an interesting fact. So obviously, Greenwood being at Marseille and finishing second last season, they're going to be looking to win the league, which is it's a tough one because PSG is looking crazy. And I
personally don't think it's far-fetched. I think Marseille can do it.
Damn, I don't know. I
think Marseille can do it.
I don't know. Especially because of the way that PSG lost that FIFA Club World Cup.
Yeah.
They're going to be looking at themselves, being like, hey, bro.
Also, I'm just trying to remember, but there was a signing that Marseille made recently, which I thought, that's a good signing.
Yeah.
And so I think they're also trying to bolster the squad. But looking at some of their performances, now I'm not saying they completely are able to stand the likes of a team like PSG, but again, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. And obviously that the signing that you speak of, I'm just trying to find it again.
It's quite interesting right now as you're finding your point. There's a here we go from Fabrizio Romano. this was a couple of days ago. Obviously, I'm just giving you guys the update. Liverpool agreed deal to sign 7-year-old striker Will Wright from Salford, which is quite interesting. Unless I'm mistaken, I think Liverpool lost to this team in one of the cups as well.
Yeah, so probably they saw that kid. They were like, you come here.
it's basically like just like how Man United scooped Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah,
they went to play in Portugal and they saw flames.
Yeah, they got shown fire.
And so Alex Ferguson was like, we need to get that guy.
Hopefully that boy, you know, becomes a remember the name type scenario. But then with Marseille, the signing they got was Timothy Weah from Juve.
Yeah.
And if you know anything, you know that his dad is George Weah.
Yeah.
Who won the Ballon d'Or
a couple of decades ago.
So son of a Ballon d'Or winner goes from Juve to Marseille. But for me, what's scary about Marseille, right, is that they have a crazy coach.
Yeah.
And these crazy coaches, I mean, that deal is a loan deal that's worth 1 million, right? Yeah. And then Marseille has an obligation to buy for 14 million.
Yeah.
But it's those deals where you're like they're very specific.
Mm.
He knew exactly which player he wanted. And now you're like, what are you going to do with that guy?
Yeah.
What's your plan? But League One's going to be crazy this season. PSG, Marseille, Monaco, Paul Pogba's back. Ansu Fati is going to be there. It's going to be insane. Bundesliga, Bayern Munich, getting some signings, getting players like Luis Diaz in there.
Bro.
La Liga as well. Marcus Rashford
crazy.
Scored his first goal.
He did.
Barca. So.
Bro, like every time, because I haven't I haven't unfollowed Marcus Rashford.
Yes.
I don't see a reason to as yet.
As yet.
But, I mean, I've been low-key, like, hates watching his posts. Not planning for him to fail. And it's quite interesting because I found myself actually, I think obviously as being a United fan and this guy came out of the academy, there's still some sentimental
feelings.
It's like, you know, you still kind of care for the player,
yeah,
but also he kind of done the club wrong. He went on his own, you know. But yeah, look, I actually hope he does well.
Yeah.
I remember reports asking me in an interview if he's going to rejoin, you know, Man United again or permanent transfer to Barcelona, maybe more somewhere else. And his answer was like, look, I don't know, we'll see. And so look, hopefully in whatever he does well. I don't know if it's gonna be an easy season for him at Barcelona though, but we'll see.
You know, it's all good and well to be playing in the preseason games and, you know, scoring, but then once the league starts, and now it's time to be playing against your Real Madrid's, Atletico Madrid's, Flick will choose his best players.
Yeah.
And if Rashford isn't on that level, unfortunately, he will have to be on the bench.
Yeah.
On the bench. But yeah, that's just the level of football these days. And these leagues are also getting better and better. And we are excited. And we're going to be back here again.
Yeah.
Next week, right? Just before the league actually
starts. Just before the league starts. Yeah, we're here to give you guys hot takes.
Who knows?
And who knows, we might have a three-way show I might feature.
Yeah.
DJ Stone.
Confirmed. It's confirmed. Here we
it's
go.
It's confirmed. Here we go.
DJ Stone. We'll be featuring.
I can't miss the beginning of the season.
It's going to be so much to talk about. So many moves.
I'll be who here knows, to
maybe,
fight.
You know, maybe Messi might go back to Barca. We don't know.
Bro, I've been.
We don't
been,
know what can happen.
Bro, I've been waiting for that for years. I'm tired now.
It's probably not going to happen. But it's fine. We're going to be back here next week. Same time, same place. From myself, DJ Sticks.
And from myself, Glory.
We are signing out.
Peace.
Active FM is everywhere. Go find us and click that button. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and so much more. See all the fun posts, get involved in interesting discussions, voice your opinions, and get updates by following us on social media. Spread the word. It's that simple. Become part of the family today, because radio has never been better.